It's time.
Live from Oxnard, California, here's Mick.
Mickey?
For the emergency break of the week.
I'm out of here.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
It's kind of warm and it's the corner of the restaurant. I was thinking, Bob.
By a wheels off comment.
We're playing the hot corner today.
Is it time for a ticker?
Or technical meltdown.
How is it not on the array?
Your damn interns keep moving crap.
Whoa. Is this the Dunn Vegan Hotel?
Dallas 911. Do you need fire, police, or ambulance?
Whoa.
Oh, Dallas 911. I'm sorry. I definitely dialed the wrong number.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, let's do the tee box. Let's talk golf.
No.
Make a golf point, Rick.
I don't need to make a golf point. I just wasn't finished yet. That's all.
Well, how long do you need? You want to roll for some
phones? What are you doing here, Bob? No, go ahead, guys. It's fine. Go ahead. Start driving.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right, Giorgio is out today on vacation. We have Mike Ducey from Fox 4 sitting in for George.
Hello.
And since George is the czar of the emergency break of the week, I'll be filling in for him this week. So hopefully I can get us through this segment. And wouldn't you know it, candidate number one is Joyce Durham, also known as George Dunham.
That's why I took the day off today.
This comes to us from TicketStock. And one of our highlight events on Saturday, the Battle of the Paddle, the ping pong match between Mavericks head coach Rick Carlisle and our own Mike Soroy. Well, George was in charge of the round table in advance of the Battle of the Paddle. So sitting with him on the round table and a few of our other ticket brethren were Rick Carlisle and Mike Soroy. And as George is explaining the charity tie-in to this event, he offends the Mavericks head coach, who corrects him, and then George seems to make it even more awkward by apologizing profusely.
Yes, and we appreciate you doing this. He's always happy.
Always.
The real winner here today will be one of the charities, the Pancreatic Cancer Research Foundation. Yay. And the Multiple Myeloma Foundation.
Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Pancreatic Cancer Action Network.
Action Network, sorry. Okay.
Way to go, George.
Well, that's
Way
what I was go. Given. Sorry.
Don't
George.
Anger the Carlisle.
George. I don't want to.
Don't put research organization on the back of everything that you're sorry about.
Golly, George.
Come on, George.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
You.
And see, we're all...
He's our guest.
We're all a bit intimidated by you, Coach, because when we have you on, we don't want to mess up for moments just like we experienced there. And I'm sorry about that.
Oh gosh.
It was almost similar to his reaction after Paul in...
I'm very sorry.
Listen to Carlisle one more time as we listen to this again, and how he says, don't just put foundation on the end of everything you talk about, or something like that. It was real dismissive.
Yes, and we appreciate you doing this. He's always happy.
Always.
The real winner here today will be one of the charities, the Pancreatic Cancer Research Foundation. Yay. And the Multiple Myeloma Foundation.
Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Pancreatic Cancer Action Network.
Action Network, sorry. Okay.
Way to go, George.
Well, that's
Way
what I was go. Given. Sorry.
Don't
George.
Anger the Carlisle.
George.
I don't want to.
Don't put research organization on the back of everything that you're sorry about.
Golly, George.
Come on, George.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
You.
And see, we're all...
He's our guest.
We're all a bit intimidated by you, Coach, because when we have you on, we don't want to mess up for moments just like we experienced there. And I'm sorry about that.
Has George ever sounded more defeated than when he said, that's what I was given? That's what I was,
yeah, cause
that's what I was given.
He confirmed it with management beforehand,
right.
And management gave him bad information, so
yep.
Giorgio had to take it in the shorts
right.
for it.
What did Carlisle say? Don't just put that on the back of everything you talk about.
I thought he said everything you're sorry for.
No, I thought he said talk about.
I think maybe this is one of those blue-black dress
Could
versus
be.
White gold.
Could be.
He was just so ready to pounce. You could tell. That,
he was.
Okay.
Carlisle's
yeah.
nature. And then it's the worst possible environment to do that with all the other hosts sitting there, too.
Isn't that a little... I mean, he's our guest. God bless him. But that's a little jerky, isn't it? I mean...
Well.
You know George is not doing something intentional.
Right.
You gently
right.
correct.
I think
right.
that's
no.
just that's Carlisle's. That's just
you think
his
he's trying to be
humor.
Funny?
I think so.
Okay,
I think he's
all
just
right.
trying to rib him.
All right, candidate number two for the emergency break of the week this week comes to us from the hard line. It would be Mike Reiner. And during a live spot this week, Rines renamed a cocktail.
Raise a glass to the great state of Texas with Texas cocktails, Corby. Like the Border Gimlet. Expertly
no,
crafted.
No, it's Gimlet.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Gimlet?
What's a gimlet?
I don't know.
Like a giblet?
Yeah, a giblet.
It's
maybe
a
that's
gimlet.
What it is. Or a gimlet.
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 Yeah.
All right. Whatever it is, it's expertly crafted with absolute Texas vodka.
With absolutely Texas vodka? That doesn't sound right.
Mike, are you a big mixed drink guy?
Actually, I'm not. I would not have known how to pronounce that that word. More of a beer and wine guy. But you can always tell, you know, when Ryan's when it's just starting to slip a little
when it's
bit.
Swerving a little bit.
And those two guys that he works with do not let him get away with anything.
I don't know. I think they cover for him pretty well.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, they're good partners and take up the slack and don't highlight.
Right. Well, let's listen one more time.
Raise a glass to the great state of Texas with Texas cocktails, Corby. Like the Border Gimlet. Expertly crafted.
No, it's Gimlet.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Gimlet?
What's a gimlet?
I don't know.
Like a giblet?
Yeah, a giblet.
It's
maybe
a
that's
gimlet.
What it is. Or a gimlet.
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 Yeah.
All right. Whatever it is, it's expertly crafted with absolute Texas vodka.
Whatever it is, it's really good.
Whatever it is, I've had about a half a bottle.
All right, that's candidate two. Candidate three, this week's emergency break of the week, the great Gordo.
Uh-oh.
So I believe this was yesterday. Gordon was doing a Rob Ford story during News in the News. That's the former Toronto mayor who was just so wheels off. And we were talking specifically about the press conference he once held saying that he didn't mess around with this strange woman because he had plenty at home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, out of nowhere, Gordo sustains a radio injury.
That's a tag on at the end of the press conference. Like, oh, by the way, just so you know.
What happened?
Just caught my finger in the mic stand.
You said a Rob Ford moment.
Ouch, yes, I did. Oh, I have plenty of mic stands to get my finger caught on at home. I don't know why.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'll be fine. It's just, I'm just going to take the rest of the show off. I need to go down to HR and the first aid kit.
You need to take a T.O.?
Yeah.
T.O.,
time out,
your lungs
I'm out,
are burning.
I'm out. Burning. Fingers burning.
What exactly happened?
I have this injury on my finger, this finger right here, as a matter of fact, Craig.
That's rude.
And I hit it. It's like really sensitive to pain. So a normal hit on something will cause me tremendous pain that shoots up my arm. So that's what happened. I just happened to hit the most sensitive spot, second most sensitive spot on my body. Mike hit my most sensitive spot earlier this morning.
You got a pretty good line in there. I'm sure we'll hear it again about having a mic stand at home. I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Does that mean you want to hear it again?
I mean, I'm not running the segment.
Let's go ahead.
That's a tag on at the end of the press conference. Like, oh, by the way, just so you know.
What happened?
I just caught my finger in the mic stand.
You said a Rob Ford moment.
Ouch, yes, I did. Oh, I have plenty of mic stands to get my finger caught on at home. I don't know why.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'll be fine. It's just, I'm just going to take the rest of the show off. I need to go down to HR and the first aid kit.
You need to take a T.O.?
Yeah.
Do we have a first aid kit?
We actually do.
Do we really?
It's not in HR. It's in the break room, and it's so spare. Open up the far left cabinet if you're ever getting coffee in the Cumulus Cafe, and there's just two, you know, one of those prepackaged store first aid kits that you get at Walmart for $6.
It has gauze, I believe.
It has gauze and I think some a packet of Neosporin.
God.
And the date is like from 2006.
A Cumulus station.
All right, there you have it. The three candidates this week. Is it George? Is it Rhines? Is it Gordo? 888-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, I want to vote for the old George, and I think we all agree you should keep the new one.
Okay. Not sure what that means. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, this is Dean Cifuentes, and I would like to vote for the big gimlet.
All right, that's a Mike vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Dale Hansen's power bottom.
Okay. Is that you, Mike?
I'm flattered.
You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
You're flattened.
Did the Make-A-Wish Foundation stop its funding of TC this week or something?
TC is not up for the e-break. Thank you for your concern. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins this week?
Hey, Porterman, I'd just like to say I successfully paid off Lancaster Police and Walmart to get that back on the field. Good morning.
Who's that supposed to be? Is that fake Tiger?
I don't know. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Before Uber, I drank vodka.
Okay. It's a mic vote. Hi, you're on the ticket voting in the emergency break of the week.
Yes, I'd like to vote for the Ticket Foundation. And hey, Deuce, my balch, will you scratch it for me?
What is the Ticket Foundation?
It's Jaw Foundation instead of.
Oh, I got network. You. Okay, got you. Oh, and yeah. What about that request for you, Mike?
I honestly didn't understand what he said.
Oh, yes,
he said
yes. Mm-hmm.
His balch. Would you scratch him for him?
Oh, probably not.
That means he has a ball itch. The contraction is balch.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello?
You're on AM radio that's broadcast on FM.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Gordon and Vaginal Slice Born Born.
Okay. First vote for Mike? The great Gordo. Hi, you're on the ticket voting in the e-break.
Comments?
Well, I was going to vote for George, then I was going to vote for Gordo, but then I decided to vote for your mom, who's laying right here next to me.
A mama joke. That's funny. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'm putting Rondo and George on the bench. Marty Mullen, Danny Alita, and Wade Casey.
I didn't understand the second half. The first half was kind of funny.
I think the first half he kind of sounded like Carlisle.
You think so?
Yeah, and you know what? I think that Carlisle is imitatable somehow.
Ooh, potential 840 bit.
Well, I mean, not by me, but by someone.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
George hung up on me last week while I was trying to eulogize the great Brad Balding, the original SEO weatherman. And I also wanted meet Gordon down at the Dallas Cheesecake Factory and discuss.
I don't know
what
you're talking about.
What the hell is happening?
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Give me Jimlet Reiner, and I'd like to advise Dan McDowell that not everybody in the town of West is named Jim Bob. Don't come down here.
Whoa! Strong words from Jim Bob.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
As much as I love Gordon, and I really, really do, I have plenty of Keith at home.
I guess that's a Gordo vote.
Yeah, that's right.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd just like to vote.
Go ahead. Are you going to do it or not?
Vote!
Good Lord. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I would like to undervote responsibly.
Four?
He's not going to say anything.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning. This is the Bony Dog Ambassador voting responsibly for the old gray wolf, and I love you sadly, Gordo.
Oh,
always
thank you.
Weird
that's
to me.
Nice.
All right, that's four votes for Mike. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Rectum slice poo-poo.
Don't even know what that means.
Finally, after this many years, someone comes up with the antonym.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you vote for?
Give me Grand Dragon Giorgio and a shout-out to Mike Ducey's Man Junk.
Okay.
Hey, it's
Man Junk.
You. Hi, you're voting
someone
in the e-break.
Hey, Deuce, did anyone tell you the merkin goes in your pants and not on your head?
Yep.
All right, good morning. You're voting in the e-break.
I have plenty of e-votes at home.
What was that?
I just got electrocuted.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I would like a Moscow Mule for my jablet.
All right. We have a winner. Yay. In a close race between Mike and George, the winner is Mike.
Raise a glass to the great state of Texas with Texas cocktails, Corby. Like the border gimlet. Expertly crafted.
No, it's gimlet.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Gimlet?
What's a gimlet?
I don't know.
Like a giblet.
Yeah,
a
giblet.
It's
maybe
a
that's
gimlet.
What it is. Or a gimlet.
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 Yeah.
All right. Whatever it is, it's expertly crafted with absolute Texas vodka.
All right, what does that do for Mike's standing?
That is 53 wins for the sophisticated one. Fourth place overall.
All right. Thank you all for voting, I guess. It's 8:10 on the ticket. Coming up next, let's talk about the perhaps unfair role that the media played in the Dez story this week.